Hi, Bob Barney with the Plain Truth Today's Friday Wrap-Up, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. We're going to go over the stories of the week, and if we have time, we'll go over what's going to happen tomorrow on our show for the Sabbath day, which is always Saturday, is the true Sabbath day. It's not Sunday. We have a 7-11 a.m. Sabbath show and then a 7-11 p.m. entertainment show. But we got a lot to talk about this week, so we might not get to it, but always be aware to check out Saturday morning what we have for the shows for Saturday and a Saturday evening. And once they play live, they're always there to watch later on anyway. But the one I want to get to now is this. I did a show yesterday about flock cameras and about just what's going on in this country with America and the loss of rights and freedom and liberties that have gone on under both parties for the last 50 years. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And unfortunately, like the frog that's in the frying pan or the boiling pan, and you turn up the heat and he eventually cooks and doesn't ever realize it. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's the old expression. That is what's happening with America and Americans today. Little by little, they are being fooled by their government that they're being protected when in fact they're being enslaved. And I really get a laugh when I listen to Donald Trump or the Republican Party talk about the Democrat Socialists of America, how they will destroy this nation. Well, I got news for you. This country has already been destroyed by both parties. It doesn't take the Democrat Socialists of America, a bunch of morons will probably never really be elected, to destroy this country when both parties have done a very good job destroying this country, starting with Bill Clinton, then the second George Bush, then Barack Obama, who basically buried this country, and then first Donald Trump administration, I think, did a very, very good job. But Biden helped put this country way in debt and took away more of your freedoms than you even realize. The January 6th people imprisoned without any protection of the Bill of Rights was a precedent now that Donald Trump is actually using against his enemies. And both parties are taking away all of your rights. And you're worried about a bunch of young kids voting for Mamdani? Well, I got news for you. Maybe if you live in New York, you should worry about Mamdani. But New York has been a crap show for the last 40 years anyway. Rudy Giuliani gave it a break and did a good job turning it around. But New York City is basically a city of foreigners and aliens and a bunch of liberals anyway. People who absolutely don't even understand the concept of what America is about. New York City has been destroyed since I was a child. Like I said, Giuliani was able to do something to help it out for a while, but with all of these terrible mayors and city councils and all the other, I just used the word crap shows that go on in New York City, that city has been totally, totally destroyed for almost my entire life. So has Los Angeles, so has Chicago, so has Philadelphia, so has Atlanta. These big cities are Democrat-run. They've destroyed these cities from the get-go. They've learned with these cities how to perfectly steal elections, and they were able to do it in the cities for over 100 years. Everybody knows, anybody in politics, I think any layperson outside of politics, knows that elections in the big cities have been stolen since the 1860s and 1870s with Boss Tweed in New York City. Just do some basic historical research about stolen elections in the cities. All the Democratic Party was able to do was move how they stole elections from cities to make it national and stealing presidential elections and Senate and Congress people's elections. That's the only thing different, what's happened maybe in the last year since Bill Clinton or maybe Barack Obama, who now I am convinced never won either election. But that's another story. We won't get off tangent. But we were talking about the flock cameras and how just you are unbelievably being spied upon in everything you do. And if you're going to come to me and you're going to say, well, if you don't have nothing to hide, why should you be worried about it? You are the problem. The government's not the problem. You're the problem because you're voting for people who someday is going to turn that on you. And when they turn that on you, then you're going to be mad. Then you're going to blame everything in the world when you are the one being targeted by Big Brother because they all of a sudden have a problem with you. But you've pissed away your rights because you have allowed this to happen, and you defend it because your president's in now. So now, because your president is in, you can defend it. I never forget Rush Limbaugh making fun of when Bill Clinton became president, and during the inauguration, they had a flyby by the Air Force, or it was, I think it was the Air Force, over the inauguration, and one of the liberals, of course, Democrats are all liberals, one of the liberals in the crowd said, "Oh, isn't this disgusting?" And a very famous movie actor whose name escapes me right now, but after 9/11 became a Republican, by the way, said, "Oh no, there are airplanes now. This is our Air Force now." Our, because now the Democrats were in charge. Now it was okay to boast of the military. Hey, we can use that military against the other side now. This is what's gone on in this country, and it's got to come to an end. My fear, it's not going to come to an end. My fear is we are where we are. We are already been enslaved, and we're just blissfully unaware of it. So, getting back to the flock cameras, I'm going to play a few more things. This show is going to be just as much about flock cameras and what's going on in this country when it comes to liberty, which is printed on every coin ever made in the United States, liberty. But nobody in America even understands the term anymore. They think we're a democracy because we've been dumbed down by our school system. But here's some problems with flock cameras. Not only spying on you, but who is spying on you? It's not just the deep state. It's not just the CIA or the local police force abusing your constitutional rights. It's anybody who wants to break into these.
Listen, we got some. And we hacked them. You can press a button a few times on the back of these cameras, and within a few minutes, turn them into your own personal spy device, or malware host, or honeypot that steals people's login credentials, or a cryptocurrency miner, whatever you want, really. Or alternatively, how you can point an antenna at them and decode the video stream using a technique used by the CIA during the Cold War. Or how another researcher found a Google search phrase that had the capabilities of showing you the real-time location of these cameras and police patrol cars. This isn't clickbait, or an exaggerated claim with no payoff. Just the other day, weeks before this video will be released, U.S. senators and representatives drafted an official letter to open an investigation that highlights the national security risks associated with our findings. And in this video, I'm going to show you exactly how they work.
Did you just hear that? Not only is the flock camera system destroying your personal Bill of Rights rights, spying on you, it allows our enemies to spy on us, all of us, including our police forces, where they're located, our people, our national security. It allows China to spy on us, Russia, Iran, to take over these cameras. We've already saw where Iran could take over water supplies. Hello? Now we have 95 to 115,000 cameras in America that can be instantly turned into spy cameras for China, for Russia, for Iran, for our enemies. And I've talked to a dozen people since I've done this show, and every person now, they were all Trump supporters. I will admit, that's basically who I know. But they all say, there's nothing wrong with it. If you're not speeding, if you're not running a stop sign, why should you care? That's the problem. Stupidity. I've never known the conservative movement, the Republican conservative movement, or even the progressive conservative movement to be so stupid. I used to think only liberal Democrats had brain disease stupidity. But now, I first said this in 2019 when I became disgusted, and I was happy with Donald Trump in his first term. I was very happy. What I wasn't happy about was the QAnon who kept trying to pacify the mindless Trump supporters. Don't worry what's going on. He's going to win the election. It's a plan. Everything going wrong, which I was saying, Donald Trump's making mistakes here for the election. It's planned. They didn't realize that QAnon was really a Democratic Party strategy to put Trump people to sleep. And it worked. And I warned people then, and I said, ever Trumpers are as stupid as never Trumpers. And in fact, I now come to the conclusion that many ever Trumpers are more stupid than the stupidest liberal. I'm starting to think so, because they are just brain dead when it comes to their rights and their security. I'll be right back with more of this tape. Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. It's the place to go to find out what's happening in today's world. Like, are your rights being violated? Well, if you're living in America today, I can guarantee you your rights are being violated. And theplaintruth.com is a place to go to where we keep up on what the CIA has done historically, what they're doing in the future, and what God predicts in the Bible is going to happen to the United States of America if you know who we are in the Bible. And theplaintruth.com reveals to you, our readers and our listeners, just who America is in the Bible. And who's Germany, for example? Who is Great Britain? They're all mentioned in the Bible, but with a different name. Well, theplaintruth.com is the place to go to find out what's happening with your liberties, what's happening in what's coming in your future, and what's going to happen to the entire world in the future. And a lot of it is found in the pages of your Bible. Go to theplaintruth.com every day. Thank you. And we're back on our play a little bit more of this. We hacked flock cameras in under 30 seconds.
And even demonstrate them to journalists.
No f***ing way!
And finally, we're going to take a deep data dive into the efficacy, misinformation, and straight-up lies surrounding some private surveillance startups, and we're going to use that momentum to push for protocols and legislation that actually makes you safer.
So here's another part of this flock camera thing and your mass surveillance, which I think most people out there still probably listening to me are not worried about it yet enough. You will be, but listen to this one next.
Folks, I'm currently being stopped by police for doing a story on mass surveillance and a company that are putting cameras in your neighborhood, Flock Safety. Let's see where this thing goes.
Crime, it's a complex problem that requires so many people to work together to solve. And at Flock, it's our mission to eliminate.
A former Milwaukee police officer pled guilty to using the Flock camera system. Police say he used it to track a romantic partner and friend.
Hey there, we got an interview here.
Flock?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's just people wanting to make a lot of money.
Construction look at that company. Shit. That's a new one.
They're surveilling Flock right now.
Sir,
you're under surveillance.
So this person is surveilling the surveillance cameras, and now all of a sudden the police are harassing him and asking why he's taking photos. I'm just going to explain because you can't see this video. I really do hope that after listening to this program, that enough of you go to YouTube, you can find, just put flock camera in, F-L-O-C-K camera. Put it in and start watching the different videos about just how intrusive these cameras are into your life. They know every place you go. They know every place you shop. They sell that information to other companies. They sell it to Home Depot, for example, or the Lowe's, or places like Walmart. So if you go buy at Lowe's, all of a sudden Home Depot's after your business. They know where you're shopping. They know where you go. They know your habits. Then, along with other spy things that's going on, because every time you go on your computer and you give off information on Facebook and on this, they're all sharing this stuff, not only with the federal government, but with other companies, private companies, the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, the Israelis, the British intelligence. Everybody knows everything about you. They actually know about you more than your spouse knows about you, because they spy in things that you do that your spouse or your mother or father or your children have no concept about. And again, if this isn't bothering you, then I think you would be one of the people called a Tory during the Revolutionary War. You know, when a bunch of people under Sam Adams took a lot of tea off the boat in the Boston Harbor and threw it into the bay, the Boston Bay, and it was called the Boston Tea Party. I think today, on our 250th year of the Declaration of Independence, we look at these people as patriots, as heroes. Today, these people destroying flock cameras, I guarantee you, you think they're vandals. You think they're terrible people. Well, that makes you a Tory in the Revolutionary War, because what's going on with your government today is 100,000 times worse than what the British did to the Americans. That's the plain truth. The British didn't do anything to the American colonies that the American colonies were so ticked off about, that your government's doing today. You know, at the start of the Revolutionary War in 1776, do you know what percentage of America actually backed the Patriots, the so-called Patriot movement? of, you know, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams. Do you know how many American citizens were in favor of them, supported them, considered them patriots at the time? Less than 25% of the American people. Over 50% of the American people would have been considered themselves Tories. Did you know that? That if the average American in 1776 considered themselves English, and they considered Sam Adams a terrorist, like you're considering these people today, removing flock cameras, a terrorist, a vandal. You're a Tory. But, you know, by 1778, after the British took over your home, the people's home, the Tories' home, took away their rights, beat up and raped their wives, guess what? By 1779, all of a sudden, 90% of America became Americans and no longer accepted the Tories. In fact, they started tar and feathering them. Do you know that even Benjamin Franklin, up until about a year before the Declaration of Independence, did not favor America becoming separate from England? He considered himself an Englishman. It wasn't until in England when the Prime Minister of the Parliament called him a terrorist and chewed him out for representing the colonies, that he thought he was representing English colonies, that he realized that his government was his enemy. And when he came back to America, he decided he was going to join the so-called patriots. And that's what happened. And that's how Benjamin Franklin became a patriot, that we have on our $50 bill and we had, used to have on our 50-cent pieces up until 1964, because most Americans are where you are today, asleep, thinking that your government is good for you. Your government is at war with you. Your government is more dangerous to you than any Chinese military, more dangerous to you than the Iranians, more dangerous to you than the Russians, because they're doing it with your support, and you are not even fighting back. You're not asking the questions. You're not wondering what happened to the liberties you had just 45 years ago when Ronald Reagan became president and tried to restore some of these liberties. But even under his administration, we had none of the liberties America had in the 1920s, the 1930s. No, America has sold itself into slavery on its own, just like America did in the Bible, if you know who we are in the Bible, back in the days of the kings and chronicles of Judah and Israel to the north, where the people sold themselves to Baal worship, to the false god. And they sold out the real God. God, Jesus Christ, was the God of the Old Testament. And they kept going back to Baal worship. Worshiping of Satan is the best way to say it. And the people did it. And the people were led by evil kings who did the same exact thing. Kept leading the nation into slavery. And eventually, God wiped his hands of Israel and sent them into captivity. And 100 years later, sent the southern tribes of Judah into slavery in Babylon. But because the Jews kept the Sabbath day, they did not lose their identity in history as Israel did. And this program and this Plain Truth Today is what trying to tell you what America, who America is in biblical prophecy. We're there. But going back to police people abusing the flock camera, spying on their wives, their girlfriends, their neighbors who they are at war with, all kinds of things. And now you're finding out these flock cameras are being hacked by foreign spies to learn where our police force is all the time, where the traffic is, how to disrupt traffic, how to cause all kinds of chaos if they ever decided to attack America. And you don't have a problem with flock cameras? Well, I got news for you. We're not going to take this next commercial break. There's no reason for it. We're going to go right through it because we're running out of time. I'm going to play one last thing about courts going against the flock cameras, because the last hope this country has of unenslaving itself is our court system, which is radically and quickly devolving into bipartisan slavery for America. We're going to get into the court situation over Flock cameras, maybe our best hope.
So Flock cameras have become controversial mainly over privacy concerns, and now some policing experts are wondering if a decision from the highest court in the land could limit this type of technology.
A new U.S. Supreme Court decision is shining a light on police technology. I'm Morgan Trout with the Columbus Bureau, and all around the state, we've seen cities with government-controlled cameras trying to balance public safety with the right to privacy.
We just hope that it is not a tool that is removed from our tool belt.
Officers use geofence warrants to get location data of suspect cell phones. Ohio Fraternal Order of Police President Jay McDonald says that they can help solve crimes quickly.
We need to make apprehensions in those as quickly as possible to prevent other violent crimes.
Legal expert Mike Benza explains that these search every device in an area.
Law enforcement will go to Google saying, give us all of the IP addresses of any connected device in this area around this time.
But the U.S. Supreme Court is making them harder or even impossible to get. The justices ruled that these warrants could constitute an unreasonable search and seizure because oftentimes citizens' data is scooped up and investigated, even if they have no connection to the crime.
And that's the problem. And like I said, if you're a true patriot in this 250th year of the Declaration of Independence, you're going to do everything you can do and vote out any politician who wants a Flock camera. Let them know you're not going to vote for them over that one issue alone. That is the most important issue to your freedom to come. And we're going to move on out of the Flock camera to the rest of the stories this week. As you can see, Caroline Leavitt has left as press secretary for Donald Trump. There's not a reason why yet. She's using because of her new baby. If you remember a month ago, I had on one of these reports how he really kind of lambasted her because he was having such bad press, because as far as he's concerned, he should have great press because everybody loves him. Well, he don't believe the polls, but everybody doesn't love him. I talk to people all the time, people who voted for him. Most of the people I deal with voted for Donald Trump. All of the suppliers I deal with, 90% of the customers I deal with are all Trump people. And I find very few of those who are actually in business, not these ever-Trumpers that tend to be retired or they tend to be workers and don't really understand what it is to run a business. But when you talk to body shop owners, who voted for Trump, you talk to salespeople selling you raw materials who voted for Trump, I haven't found one who doesn't regret it. They will say, I couldn't have voted for Kamala Harris, but if I knew what I knew now, I would have stayed home, which probably would have made Kamala Harris president, and that's bad news, because this guy is corrupt, and he is corrupt, and I'm telling you right now, there's nothing more corrupt than this presidency that I've seen in my lifetime. But he's still better than Kamala Harris would have been, who's also corrupt. Oh, the Democratic Party knows what corruption is. But Caroline Leavitt left, and there's probably more to it than not. And we had a few headlines that we put up on the message board. Always go to the message board, by the way. That kind of suggested that Trump was bothering her a lot, you know, saying she had the most sexiest lips in the world. And he kept using sexual innuendo around her and about her looks. And I think maybe her husband had a problem with that. I think that also happened when we get to the old campaign manager of Donald Trump. Her name escapes me right now, but her husband divorced her over her relationship with Donald Trump. And I think that that might have a, there may be something there. I'm not sure. We'll see. But that's one of the stories. Another thing that we got to realize that was also on the message board was that a woman lost $25,000 in a scam, which claims she didn't show up for jury duty. And it's a scam. And they told her the fine was be $25,000 or the police would come to her door, arrest her and put her in jail and not give her a bond. She paid the $25,000. It was a scam. Watch out for scams. There are scams everywhere. Everywhere you can think of, there are scams. I'm going through this quickly. I will not have time to get over the weekend shows. The United States passed the $40 trillion in debt. You know, I think most of us, again, who voted for Donald Trump thought through DOGE program, trying to cut waste, fraud, and abuse, trying to limit the power of big government instead of increasing the power of big government. I think we thought the deficit would start creeping somewhat down. Maybe not enough, but somewhere in that downward projection. But no, this guy has doubled down on just burying us in debt. We passed $40 trillion. There is no looking back. There is no hope for us ever paying that kind of money off. And the last thing I'm going to talk about, I just hinted at, we put it on the message board, and it's a story, and it's entitled, Trump Has Amassed a Staggering Wealth. And it's a Guardian story. And like I said, the headline, Trump has amassed the most staggering wealth and the most openly corrupt president. He's not trying to hide his wealth. And many experts, ethics experts, and a lot of Democrats, of course, it's going to be Democrats as well, because they know corruption when they see it, and they're going to call it out always when it's Republican. But just pointing out how he's now made $2.2 billion in 2025 alone. No one even knows what he's made this year yet, but one estimate is that he's made already, through June, $1.4 billion extra dollars. This is a presidency for sale, and it's for sale to all the rich people of the world, and it's a problem. And when the Democrats, if the Democrats can take over the House or the Senate or both, which I am thinking they can't because they're too stupid, this is a failed impeached president. And possibly if enough evidence comes out, because this is in plain sight, this corruption is in plain sight, he's going to be removed. Enough Republicans are going to realize they're running again in 28. Trump is not. And I'm talking about in the Senate. There's going to be a third of the, you know, Senate up for election in 28. There's another third for election right now in 26. And if they lose some of those Republican seats because of this corruption, I think you'll see enough Republican senators willing to vote for impeachment and the removal. The House does the impeachment, but the Senate does the removal. And then there will be, especially if we have a Democratic president in 28, you know, lawfare is not going to go away ever again. Biden really doubled down on it, and Trump is tripling down on it. So the next guy is going to quadruple down on it, and Donald Trump is going to be the victim once again. And this time, unlike the first time, he's probably going to deserve it. To be honest, he probably is going to deserve it. And I hate to admit that, but I am not for a corrupt president. I don't care if it's the guy I voted for or not. And that leads to the last point of the Friday wrap-up, which takes us right to the very end, and that is this corruption of the American people in general. It's not just the president. It's not just his cronies, but the American people have become corrupt themselves. They become Baal worshipers in their own way, as Israel did in the past, in the biblical times, and we are self-centered. We only care about ourselves, and what we have found, we don't even realize it yet as a people. Maybe I know it, and maybe a lot of people listen to me know it, but we have an angry God. We have a God who is very disappointed in the American people and the American presidency, but mainly you and I and the American people, and all hell is going to pay the price for this. And I think we're seeing that already with weather. We don't have climate warming, climate change, all this scientific bullshit, and I'm sorry for that word, but that's the case. That's really what it is. But we may have a God changing our weather. We have come through the hottest summer that I remember ever, and I'm 71 years old, ever, anywhere that I've ever lived, including Florida, which should be hotter than what I went through this year. And I do believe it looks like all of ancient Israel, wherever they are throughout the world, and you can go to theplaintruth.com and figure where that is, I think all of these countries that are really former Israel are suffering the same ill effects. Maybe that has to do with a God that's not happy with the people of our country and our brethren in the other countries. This is Bob Barney for the Friday wrap-up, saying thank you for listening. Please listen to our shows during the Sabbath day tomorrow. And until Monday, bye-bye.